Now, the Ad Hoc Players, they're an award-winning amateur dramatic society based in Havering, and they're reprising O'Carroll, first performed by them 17 years ago to celebrate the company's 20th anniversary. And here to tell us all about it now is Paul Ganny. Welcome, Paul.
Welcome.
Thanks. Hello.
Thank you.
Now, the Ad Hoc Players, tell us all about them.
Okay, Bob, thanks for inviting me, first of all.
That's all right.
Ad Hoc, okay. Well, we're based in Hornchurch. We were formed in 1997. We were an offshoot, really, of the community plays that were performed at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch.
All right.
This year is our 20th anniversary, so by way of celebration, we thought we'd perform once again O'Carroll, which was first performed by us at Brentwood Theatre in the year 2000. So this is our 20th anniversary, and O'Carroll is a celebration of that, I suppose.
Wonderful. OK, well, we'll move on to talk about the play in a moment, but first of all, a little bit more about the Ad Hoc Players. How many members have you got?
Well, it varies. Like most drama groups, it varies anywhere between 6 and 7 up to 20.
Right.
You know, people have got busy lives these days, and they have many other interests and things to do.
Yeah.
So, people come and go. There's been a solid core from the start.
Right.
Myself and Wendy, Eddie. We've been there since the start. But numbers vary, Bob, from time to time. Yeah.
And I suppose it's not only acting that your members do. They have to do the backroom stuff as well, do they?
Well, we're always looking for new members.
Yeah.
And we encourage people, if they don't want to act, they can get involved with backstage,
yeah.
Lighting,
yeah.
Sound, whatever their interests take them to. They're more than welcome to come along and give it a crack. Yeah.
Sounds great. And are you a happy band of people? Do you have a social side
ecstatic.
As well?
We're ecstatic, yeah. Now, at the moment, we've got a great, great crew. Everyone's very friendly. No one there is standoffish.
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
very, very friendly, and we pitch in to whatever needs doing, painting scenery, moving props around, driving the van around,
yeah.
You know, we all chip in, and they're a very, very friendly crew.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, let's move on to talk about the play O'Carroll. Now, this is nothing to do with Neil Sedaka, is it?
It's not. No, he must have stolen the title from us, I think. Well, if I could tell you first of all about the director and the writer, and
sure.
then I'll move on to the play afterwards, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
So the play has been directed by award-winning, again, Wendy Sheard. Wendy was a founder member of the group. And in local competitions, she has won Best Director,
right.
Best Actress, and many other nominations.
Fantastic, yeah.
She's a very skillful, experienced director. In my opinion, one of the best around. So O'Carroll is in good hands, and this will be an excellent production.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it, yeah. Now, your group first performed this play 17 years ago, you mentioned earlier. Mm. Why reprise it now?
Well, as I say, it's because, well, the writer, Eddie Coleman, is still involved with us.
Right.
And it's our birthday celebration, I suppose.
Okay.
So, I say, 20 years.
Yeah.
We've been in existence. And we just thought it would be nice to perform Eddie's play once again. Yeah. If I could tell you a little bit about Eddie as well.
Yeah, please
right.
do, yeah.
Eddie Coleman, the writer, Dagenham born and bred. He's been with Ad Hoc since its inception. Eddie's been writing plays for 2 decades.
Right.
Ad Hoc have performed a few of his plays. Several of Eddie's plays have won competitions. One of them was called Idiot Spaz. Was one of 10 winners in the British Theatre Challenge 2015. Eddie is currently Artistic Director of the Tower Theatre, one of London's busiest amateur theatre companies.
Right.
So, the play, details of the play, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, give us an idea of the story, yeah.
Okay, well, it's probably best if I read out our press release synopsis.
Okay.
So as not to give too much away.
All right.
So, Martin Wallace is the happiest man alive. It wasn't long ago that he was reeling from a disastrous marriage breakup. But now Martin has at last found true love again with Carol. But Carol is not your typical girlfriend. This is a crazy but touching tale of a man's attempts to convince everyone around him to love the one he's with, even if it's not the one they'd like him to be with.
Okay.
So it's a tale of comedy, sadness, confusion in tales. After Martin throws a dinner party to introduce Carol to his family and friends. Around the table are Alison, Martin's devoted sister, Pippa and Dave, Martin's closest friends, and Jason, a friend from work. So Carol is not your typical girlfriend. If you want to know more about Carol, who she is and what she's about, come and see the show. You'll have a very enjoyable evening.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So it's kind of a comedy drama sort of thing. Would that be fair?
Yes, yeah. I think that's fair, Bob. Yeah, yeah. Comedy drama. There is some strong language.
Right.
And okay. Scenes of a sexual nature. But nothing probably any worse than you'd probably get in a school playground these days.
Okay. But possibly not suitable for a younger audience. Yeah.
Maybe not. I suppose anyone under the age of perhaps 14.
Okay, yeah.
But it's up to the parents, obviously.
Sure, you know? Yeah. And I see you're supporting cancer research too with the ticket sales.
Yes, we do, Bob. The ticket prices are £13, concessions £11, and £1 from every ticket is donated to Cancer Research UK. So the more we sell, the more we can give to Cancer Research
UK. That's fantastic. Well, you better tell us when and where it's all happening.
Okay. Well, O'Carroll is on at the Brentwood Theatre in Shenfield Road.
Yep.
Thursday the 18th, Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th of May.
Yep.
Ticket prices, I've already told you. Tickets available from ticketsource.co.uk/adhocplayers. Or from Brentwood Theatre.
Wonderful. Okay, and but can you tell us where anyone can find out a little bit more about the Ad Hoc Players? Have you got a website?
Yes. Or,
yeah.
Contact Lindsay Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L. She's our secretary.
Right.
And the best address would be adhocplayers@live.co.uk.
Okay. One thing I forgot to ask you, just tell us a little bit about the cast of the play. You've got some people in there. In fact, not the cast, but the stage crew. You've got a name I recognise there.
Have you?
Rachel Pottle from the Queen's Theatre.
That's correct.
The same Rachel Pottle? Oh,
it
lovely.
Is. Do you know her?
We liaise with Rachel quite a lot with the Queen's
Rachel
Theatre.
Rachel is fantastic.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's on the book, sort of co-directs with Wendy.
Yeah.
She'll be on the sound at Brentwood Theatre.
Okay.
She's a lovely girl. Yeah, she really is.
And you've got a cast of, what is it, about 7 or 8 people?
About that, yeah. I would say. I think you've got the cast list there. I'm in it.
Yeah, you're Dr. Stone. Tell us about Dr. Stone.
Well, Dr. Stone is a psychiatrist.
Right.
He's called in by the family to try and sort Martin's mind out.
Okay.
Whether he succeeds or not, you'll have to come and see.
Okay.
I do my best.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Well, that sounds absolutely fascinating. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you
for telling us all about it. If you missed any of that, we'll put it all up on the Phoenix FM website with some links to the Ad Hoc Players and where you can get your tickets. So it's O'Carroll. It's next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 18th, 19th, 20th of May at the Brentwood Theatre, starting at 8 p.m. Tickets £13, concessions £11, and all include a £1 donation in aid of Cancer Research UK. So that's Paul Ganny. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.